Listener Jimmy wrote, "First, let me say that I'm a huge fan of the local news WHQR provides, and of Rachel Lewis Hilburn, the news director. The coverage of Wilmington and the surrounding areas is exceptional, especially when elections are upon us. But after hearing the interview with Republican candidate Woody White, I can't ask Rachel to take the gloves off because she clearly didn't intend to land a punch. It is a particularly disquieting tactic of some politicians to replace words that many find repugnant for ones which might engender more thought or sympathy. So it is that Mr. White, when asked what troubled him about the budget passed by the county commissioners, referred to an increase in welfare spending, when it is my understanding that what he referenced was an increase in funding for child care. Wording this as welfare spending, which engenders incorrect but unfortunately widely held images of lazy druggies mooching off of the state, creates a far more defensible argument than does spending that provides poor kids with child care so they can get the head start their richer contemporaries enjoy, while at the same time allowing their parents to work and get off welfare. That Rachel failed to call him on this is troubling. I hope that in future interviews she will ask meaningful follow-up questions when her interviewees engage in such deceptive double talk." Jimmy has raised a valid point. Our candidate profiles are an opportunity for those running to articulate their platforms and are not intended as a one-on-one debate. Had we hosted candidates in a different format, such as Coastline, the longer form would allow for a back-and-forth between reporter and candidate. Leading up to the March election, listeners can expect to hear candidate profiles of all 7 candidates in the primary race for New Hanover County Commission, as well as the 9 candidates for New Hanover County Board of Education. Listener Jason Tobolsky wrote, "I've been off and on listening to WHQR for the past 10 years. For the last year, I've been listening exclusively. This could possibly be too much information, but I picked up an old turntable that has a tuner on it, so it's allowed me to listen in my home as well as my vehicle. I've always enjoyed the daytime programs immensely, but lately I'm tuning into the evening programs and have just been incredibly impressed. I'm 40 years old and a lover of music in general. The jazz you guys spin at night is tops. It makes my evening, and I wanted to thank you." Sandy Evans, president of the North Carolina Jazz Festival, wrote, "I can't say thank you enough, and the entire board of the Jazz Festival joins me, for your continued support of our endeavor to bring world-class jazz to this area. Our musicians come from around the globe, and our attendees this year came from over 25 states and Canada. They spent the weekend in our fair city, but it was pretty stormy this year, thus giving a boost to the local economy. We took our musicians to D.C. Virgo and Snipes Academy for concerts and workshops, plus we had 7 master classes for local music students, all given by our jazz musicians, and all free to the students. Master class students were given the opportunity to attend the Friday evening concert at no cost. This jazz education program is made possible by grants from the Landfall Foundation and the Arts Council of North Carolina's Grassroots Grant. We also work with students at Dreams during the rest of the year. Through these efforts, we hope to promote music in the lives of those who may be the jazz musicians of the future, and most certainly the audiences of the future. Thanks again for your continued support." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.